Now, welcome to the News Review. Former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir has confessed to receiving $90 million from the Saudi royal family during his time in office. The confession was made public by a detective during Bashir's court hearing. He quoted him as saying that a former president received $25 million only from Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman. He said that Bashir also received two previous payments of $35 and $30 million from former Saudi King Abdullah. Bashir said that he could not remember how he spent that money, nor did he have any documents providing further details. In a first reaction to the hearing, Bashir's lawyer said that the president's appearance in the court shows the judiciary is working according to the rule of law.
Today was the first hearing of the former president Omar al-Bashir, and what I can comment is that it's the first of its kind to involve a head of state to appear in court. It shows the judiciary works according to the rule of law.
Al-Tahir added, the prosecution will continue until next week. Bashir is facing charges of illicit possession of foreign currency and accepting gifts in an unofficial way. He is also facing a series of charges of war crimes, crimes against humanity, and genocide from the International Criminal Court over his role in the Darfur War. The former president was ousted in April following months of widespread protests in the African country. Let's bring in our guests and discuss this issue and shed some more light on that. We'll have Riaz Karim, director of the Veritas Center for Strategic Studies from London, and Nasser Al-Amari, author and political commentator, joining us from New York. Good to have both of you gentlemen. Let's go to London first. Riaz, former President Bashir says that he received, this is a confession that he made, $90 million. Why should the Saudi royal family pay him that money?
Well, because he was responsible for sending Sudanese troops to Yemen to go fight the war on behalf of Saudi Arabia. So, you know, he's going to have to get some kind of kickback. And the $90 million that he says are basically just accounting for the amount of money that was in his house. You know, it doesn't account for the money that he received previous to that. How much has he received? Nobody knows. You know, if this was money that was transferred to him officially, even though he says it was outside the budget and he was allowed to use it the way he deemed fit, why would he exchange the money? Why would the money change and cash be inside his house? That's very perplexing as well. You know, it should come through a bank. It should, you know, there's so many ways of transferring money officially, but nobody takes that amount of money and just puts it in a room because it's a room full of money that they got in there. So basically, he's just trying to justify the amount of money that was found in his house. And I'm sure that, you know, if dug deep, there's a lot more money that he's received.
Mm-hmm. Probably. Now let's go to New York. Nasser, what's the Saudi's foreign policy based on? It's not only this country. Also, in Libya, they are paying General Haftar, and they're openly announcing it. So what is it that they're pursuing? Is their foreign policy based on interfering in other countries' affairs and deciding the fate of the people there?
Yeah, it's a foreign policy, it's a Saudi foreign policy that is based on bribes. They have bribed heads of state, they have bribed journalists, they have bribed institutions, and this is really an example of what's wrong with the Middle East, what's wrong with these dictators in Africa. While people are starving, you have these heads of states cashing in on the suffering and misery of the people. Omar al-Bashir is a few months ago was saying to the Sudanese people that he's a righteous man, that he's fighting for them. Yep. And this is really a lesson for the Sudanese never to trust a dictator again. So as bad as this is, it's really not strange because all these dictators in the Middle East. This is how they run business, and this is why people are suffering in the region. It's because of these heads of states who have manipulated and lied to people and robbed people of their own money. So I'm not surprised, and in a way, I'm glad that this is coming out in Sudan, because they will never trust a dictator again, I hope.
Mm-hmm. Now, Riaz, what's going to happen in Sudan? Because a general is out, and then we have a number of generals, and you know they had problems and differences over who to run. And finally, they have come to an agreement. Are you optimistic that civilian rule will be in place in Sudan?
Well, you know, it's a gray area, really, because the problem is that what's happening in Sudan is there are so many factions out there that want to be in power, and the army has made good with the largest opposition party. Now there are some out there who are not very happy with this, and you know, it's soon enough we'll see that they're not happy. Because they will come out with demonstrations, they'll come out of any with everything at the slightest chance. But honestly, I hope that this actually holds, because mm-hmm. those people need some peace. They need, you know, they need food, they need everything, and right now they're scraping the bottom, and this is not right. But again, the thing is that Saudi Arabia is already in there again, because mm-hmm. they, you know, the war in Yemen is really just pretty much over for them. They're just trying to save face.
Right.
The UAE mm-hmm. has pulled out, and Sudan is the only one that can give them soldiers.
Right.
So they're not done yet. They're okay. Still there.
Okay, Riaz, we're running out of time. We have limited time. Let me ask Nasir also the same question. How, Nasir, do you see the future unfolding in Sudan? Briefly, please.
Well, I think the only guarantee for a better future is the Sudanese demonstrators. They have stayed in the streets. They have persisted. I'm betting on the Sudanese people to create a future for themselves. I hope Saudi Arabia, despite all these negative things that came out today, will continue to support this fledgling democracy, because mm-hmm. and the United States too, and the world, the Sudanese people deserve a chance, and I think they have proven that they can do democracy if given a chance.
Okay, appreciate your comments. Riad Karim, Director of Veritas Center for Strategic Studies from London, and Nasir Al-Omari, author and political commentator, who joined us from New York. And that's the end of this news review. Thank you for watching.